Republican Senator Margaret Dayton's bill would allow the Lieutenant Governor's office to safeguard voter email addresses from public access. She says right now the office is choosing to delete them for the sake of privacy, but losing contact with voters in the process.
And I think that's very important that we provide to the citizens who aren't in the military the same option that we granted to the military last year. Whereas if they register online to vote, then they need to be notified online that their registration has been received. But their email should not be kept as a matter of public record.
Although the Senate voted unanimously to move the bill forward, some lawmakers noted they'd like it to also exclude a voter's date of birth from the public eye. Senator Ralph Okerlund says the ideas should be combined into one bill, but if not, he'll consider running legislation of his own.
I've had a couple of constituents ask me about it. One lady said, you know, I may not vote if I have to go put my birth date and it becomes public information out there and somebody can then use that against me. It may not be worth it to me to vote, and that's the concern.
Okerlund says the information is typically used to collect demographic data on registered voters, but he says that can still be done by using only the birth year.
To have the exact date and then all of the other information that people can gather on other parts of our identification allows them to be able to do some damage. And so I think the more of that kind of stuff that we can keep private, the better off we are.
Dayton says she chose to run the bill as the Lieutenant Governor requested rather than make any changes. Senate Bill 18 was passed on the Senate floor in a 27-0 vote and will be voted on one more time before moving to the House. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.